Well, first, let me tell you, I'm in for Park Ridge Medical Clinic. I'm going to be telling you all about that. The tale I'm going to tell, Gideon, is probably about as unbelievable as I've ever experienced in my life. I went to Medellin in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Day two, I'm going back to my hotel, if you need a deal, by myself. And it was the first time I stayed at this different hotel. So the cab driver, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where he's going. Anyway, we're driving. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, my hotel's here. He pulls off in a side street, locks the doors, says, give me your card. I said, what? And he said, I want your card. I guess you want a bank card. Mm-hmm. I said, I have no card. Then he comes back, takes all the money out of my pocket. Then we start driving, and it appears to me we're driving out of town. I'm screaming. I'm saying, let me out. You know, I'm not James Bond, the real cool dude in this thing. I don't know what's going to happen to me.
Right.
Finally, about 20 minutes later, he comes back and lets me off about a block from my hotel. Most terrifying night in my life. 2 weeks from that night, which was last Tuesday, I'm sitting in a restaurant by myself, had a beer, and I was drinking mojito. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, this female comes up, punches me in the chest. A couple minutes later, I'm bleeding. I was stabbed.
Oh, my God.
I was stabbed in the chest. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. This guy who was thrown out of the U.S. told me, serve time. He's running this bar. It wasn't a bartender's. And he's trying to tell me, this girl came out of this one seat that she was sitting in, just shattered her wine glass and came at me. Well, that wasn't true. The female that came at me came from the street. Now, get this. She comes and stabs me. Nobody goes and does anything. She just runs away. No one tries to see somebody that obviously stabbed me. Okay, I'm bleeding. And this wonderful lady that worked at this restaurant got my shirt off. Cleaned the cuts that were in. I was stabbed with something. It was like a fork, but it was like just two prongs 4 inches apart.
Mm.
So, and then this guy said, "Well, we've got to get a hospital. You might have some glass in you because she stabbed you with glass." And I wasn't stabbed with glass. So. And he said, you might have an infection. I'm just going, So she cleaned me up, stops the bleeding. I'm okay. Then a cop comes. Is he asking me about the girl or anything? No, not at all. Not at all. He's going, where's my passport? I said, I don't have a passport. I said, I don't have my passport here. Go back to the hotel. They get me in the car. And again, I'm not sure what's going on now, okay? I'm not sure what's quite going on because I was drugged. Okay. We go back to my hotel. The cop followed me up to my room while I take my passport out of my safe in the room.
Yeah.
And he goes, you need to go to the hospital. I don't want to go to the hospital. He said, bring me downstairs. There are people outside going. I'm saying, you know, I'm okay. Again, he hasn't asked me anything about the girl who attacked me. So I finally, there's a people around me, and I show, hey, there's no bleeding. I'm fine. If I got problems, I'll go tomorrow. I go to my room. The passcode of my safe has been disabled. So what... My theory, what was happening, they were trying to get me to the hospital. They were going to rob everything. Maybe take the credit cards of mine and run them or something like that.
Yeah.
So involved in this was a guy at the hotel. They hired this girl to stab me. They hired her hoping I'd go to the hospital where they could go. And I think the hotel was involved. I know that a cop was involved and this other dude. Okay. And then I realized I had been drugged. Next day is Wednesday. I'm talking to my family. They're pleading. My ex-wife, Dayan, get out of there. My son's Alex Max, get out of there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to book a flight, getting out of there. I can't get out. And they said, whatever you do, stay in the hotel. Okay, I'm going to do that. Wednesday, I go out. Thursday, I'm sitting at the place called the Medellin Beer Factory. I have two beers. I'm by myself. I'm leaving, and I can't leave. You know why I can't leave, Gideon?
Why's that?
I can't walk. I've been severely drugged. I'm walking toward the street. I'm tripping. All of a sudden, blood's coming down my legs. This girl comes. She takes my arm, puts it around her. I go, who are you? She goes, I'm a friend of Diane, who's a friend of mine. And as it is, I met this girl a couple of times. She's a friend. Back 4 or 5 nights later, we had a drink together. Mm-hmm. So she says, I got to get you out of here. So she, like, dragging me and gets me into a cab. The cab gets me back to my hotel. I can't walk. Somebody got to get me to the elevator of my hotel. Blood's coming down my legs. I then, the next day, my friend Diana, this girl, I texted her, and she said they were going to rob and beat me. So you got any more questions about my vacation? The drug is called, and then my son Max texted me all this thing, and it's rampant over there. This drug is called scopolamine. I think you have it right. It's called, the nickname is the devil's breath. And it renders you, it renders you dizzy, and they take advantage of you all the time. It's unbelievable. I was shaking. I tell you what, I was Thursday night, Friday morning, I was visibly shaking. So
for
this girl who I don't even know her name, even though I met her, I might be in a hospital now in Medellin or might be dead.
So the first time you went to Colombia, when you came back, it sounded like you didn't enjoy it that much. So will you tell us at this time that this will have been your last trip to the country of Colombia?
I would say 1,000,000% it's my last trip. It might be, I hope it's my last trip to South America.
Yeah.
It is. And then I read all this thing that my son sent me, Max, about the dangers, what's been going on. A few months before, a professor was over there. He got drugged, robbed, beaten, and died. So, and what it says, they prey on people by themselves.
Right.
Is what they do.
Well, it sounds like you were lucky to get out of there.
It was, I'm real, Gideon, if this girl doesn't grab me, and put, you know, go and drag me, carry me, and get me in the taxi cab to get out of there. They were gonna rob and beat me.
Mm-hmm.
And get what really makes me mad. The cops do nothing over there, Gideon. First of all, the cop was in on this the take on this first thing. The cops do nothing over there, and this place on the second time. The first time, the dude at the I know. That he drugged me. The second time, though, somebody had to tell either the bartender or a waitress to drug me, to put the stuff in my drink.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So, it is, again, I was shaken. And I thought the first, when the cab driver, I mean, in between this to get in, one night I'm in a cab and the dude goes, "You want cocaine?" "No." He said, "I don't want any cocaine." Then we soon, he's drinking whiskey from a flask as he's taking me to my hotel, driving like a madman. Then another night with a cab, the cost of the ride was like, 20 pesos. I give him 50, give my change. He said, "No, I'm giving you no change." Okay? what I finally realized, I discovered there was Uber there, and I did Uber, and they were great. The cab drivers are nuts. They're the ones, and in this article, they drug people with like a rag. They'll wipe through the past of the nose and everything. They'll drug you and rob and beat you. It is, and then I realized they said Colombia, the U.S. ranks countries from 1 to 4 being most dangerous, with 4 being the most dangerous. Colombia is number 3.
Let me, it's good to hear that you're not going to be headed back. Let me ask you a question that I don't think anybody else has been asked on this station before, and one that I'm sure you hope that you were never asked. How did it feel to get stabbed?
I didn't know I was stabbed. And then the blood coming out, I was so drugged by then, I really didn't know the severity that I had just been stabbed. If it was like now and I hadn't been drugged, I'd be screaming like a baby. I was like, I'm like, "So, what happened here?" You know?
Yeah, somebody walked up and punched me. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I look back and I'm thinking of the movie Psycho where they stabbed Anthony Perkins, stabbed her, and she did it. Her arm was way out, Gideon, way out. And boom! And then I'm looking, and she's walking, then I see a take off running, and nobody at this place is doing anything about it. So, yeah. How was your... Oh, I got scared. I got robbed. Otherwise, I had a great time. And so, then, Thursday was, the day before Christmas Eve, Friday's Christmas Eve. Friday, I'm not leaving the hotel. I'm not leaving the hotel. I'm scared to death. So, Friday, Saturday, Christmas, I spent 5 or 6 hours at the airport waiting to get a COVID test. I had to have a COVID test to get out of the country.
Yeah.
So, okay, I go back to my hotel. And I just about 8:30 my hotel, and I go, okay, the hotel restaurant closes in 15 minutes, and I'll go get something to eat and go to bed. Well, then I can't open the safe in my room to get money. And I am getting angry, and I think maybe the hotel again, I don't know what they're doing to my safe. Then about 9:30, they finally... got the safe and said, "You got to get all your money out of there because this safe's not going to work anymore." I'm thinking, okay, this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel restaurant's closing and everything. I haven't eaten anything all day. Okay, I call this one restaurant that's in a different part of town, and they're shut Christmas Day. So I'm going back into the territory that I've been drugged twice, stabbed, and we're going to be beaten and robbed. And it's a great restaurant called The Greek Connection. The guy, Christos, the great people. Anyway, an Uber lets me off. If they can't go through this block, I run over to the place. As I'm leaving, I'm so scared, Gideon, I got to get an Uber, and it's about a block away.
Right.
I had this female that was a manager of this restaurant walk me there. I was so scared. Yeah, when that sort of happened to you, you get. I called Chris Baker at 6:30 in the morning, Friday. I was so, and I think the drugs still might have been worked it on me, but I was petrified. I didn't know if I could get a COVID test. I didn't know if I could get out of the country, and I wanted out of that country so badly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a joyous vacation. I mean,
the good part is that you didn't test positive. Can you imagine if you would have had to stay there after them?
And then I'm flying Copa Airlines to Panama City. And they got this thing, they call it web thing. I had no idea. It's not like you go check, they put it in your computer, you give you a ticket. No! You got to fill out all this stuff. And I go, luckily there was an American behind me. I said, can you help me? He did the whole thing. Then I get in the line and they say, you got your vaccination? Yeah, I got this. And then they go, what about your health statement? I go, what is that? Yeah, you have to have a health statement. Again, this dude, he's right back. I call him over. He filled the thing out and I got out of there on Copa Airlines, which was a disaster. And if I didn't bring my vaccine card with me, I wouldn't have got out of the country on Copa Airlines. So it is what it is. And it's not going to deter me traveling, but it sure the hell ain't going to. It's going to deter me traveling. I hope never going into South America again.
Yeah, I think that's a good decision.
Thanks, Kitty, and I'm glad that you're in my corner on this and everything. But can you imagine this girl coming out of nowhere? And they hired us. I mean, they were going to rob my safe. And the cop, if there weren't so many people around, I think he was going to force me to go to the hospital.
Really?
So what a scam it was! What a total scam it was, and then I go back to this girl that rescued me. I don't know where I'd be without her. I think of Joan of Arc. I'm calling her Joan of Medellin. That she just, of course, I got that she knew it. She saw these people before because she worked over in that area. She was a waitress at another club right by there, and this other girl, Diana, a friend of mine, said she doesn't go down. It's called Parque Yiddish, and it's the fashionable place to go in Medellin, if that tells you about Medellin, where there's all kind of nice bars and restaurants down there, and where all these nice restaurants and bars, they're going to drug you and try to rob you and stab you. So it's what it is. But, Mom, I'm in a cheerful mood. I was never so glad to get out of that country, and nobody speaks English over there, and oh my goodness. I did have some great food while I was there, though, Gideon, but if that's
it. Yeah, it's a bright spot, and you made it out alive. Those were the two positives.
That's bodily harm and everything. That's a huge positive.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.